The Cuban government has promised that country's Roman Catholic Church that it will release 52 dissidents. That's the largest release in decades of people who are believed to be political prisoners. The decision comes after a meeting on Wednesday between the Cuban president, Raul Castro, Catholic officials in Havana, and Spain's foreign minister. It also comes after a dissident died while on a hunger strike in February. Another came close to death before ending his hunger strike this week. We wanted to know more about this, so we've called Juan de Aguila. He specializes in Cuban politics and dissident organizations. He's an associate professor of political science at Emory University. He happens to be in Miami, and we caught up with him at member station WLRN. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit more about who these people are who have been locked up, why they were arrested.
Well, this is interesting. They go back to a group that was of 75 that was really arbitrarily and summarily arrested in the spring of 03. Now known as the Black Spring of Cuban affairs, Cuban dissident and Cuban opposition, and were then summarily, practically summarily sentenced, some to long prison terms, 25 years, 20 years, for essentially speaking their minds, for working as independent journalists, for promoting a defense of human rights, and for asking for civil and political rights, not only for themselves, but for all Cubans.
What do you think has sparked this decision?
Of the 75,
oh, I'm sorry, I just
a couple of dozen have been released over the years on for health reasons. Some of them have left the country, but over 50 remained incarcerated, and that is the group that is presumably going to be released over the next few months.
What is your sense of why now? Do you think that the death of Orlando
Zapata?
There's
no question about it. That was
played
one,
a role.
It played a role. An international campaign quickly developed, denouncing and condemning the Cuban government for its human rights, really atrocious human rights practices and widespread abuses. But the real catalyst, or the second catalyst, was the hunger strike by Guillermo Fariñas who ended it yesterday after 135 days. A strike, incidentally, that brought him to the brink of death several times, a fate that he was willingly contemplating, and said that he would sacrifice himself in order to see his comrades and his fellow Cubans released from just unjust incarceration.
But what is your sense of why, though? I mean, I understand that the action itself, but what does it tell you? The fact that Cuba's responds to this, or evidently has responded to this, is there a sense that the political leadership cares about international opinion?
Pressure.
I mean, do they care about international opinion, or do they hope for some?
Yes, they do, especially from somewhat friendly countries like Spain and others in Europe. This is all driven, by this I mean the stunning reversal of its own policy on the part of the Cuban government, by the fact that Spain is leading the charge in Europe to abolish or to end what is known as the common position on Cuba by the European Union. That common position is subject to the democratic clause, which stipulates that no European country can have a full panoply of relations, normal relations with Cuba, as long as human rights are disrespected, and a general statement about a commitment to democracy. A second round of that discussion will come up in September, and Spain and others have been pushing the Cuban government to, quote-unquote, make some meaningful gestures to show some goodwill. And one way that the Cuban government decided to follow that advice was to play the so-called political prisoner card by releasing people who were unjustly incarcerated to begin with.
Do you think this foretells any broader shift in the attitude of the Cuban governor, or do you think it is, as you described, as was described, a gesture? And only that.
That's exactly what it is. I don't think that there has been no statement, no evidence whatsoever, and certainly no declaration that this will be followed up by a broader lifting of other fundamental prohibitions on civil and political freedoms. So I think that is, strictly speaking, in keeping with the view that this will help Spain make a stronger case on behalf of ending the common position in September. That is part of the reason, for example, as to why these people, these men, I think they're mostly men, are being released over time, which means that if the Cuban government, for example, were to read the situation in Europe as not really moving in the right direction, it is entirely rational and perhaps even to be expected that they will not comply with the promises they made and hold some prisoners back.
All right. We have to leave it there for now. Juan de Aguilar specializes in Cuban politics and dissident organizations. He's an associate professor of political science at Emory University, and we caught up with him in Miami. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.